Look, I've spent a lot of time working on this.
Look, no one's going to buy it. No one.
Well, how can
nobody in Middle America anyway? That's for sure.
He's right.
Well, why,
sweetheart? I mean, it's just not commercial.
What is commercial?
It's not what's selling nowadays.
I mean, personally, I
love
it.
Be nice, girl.
Nobody's into this kind of material.
You have to pay a price, girl.
This album needs a hit single we can push.
They like to give advice, girl.
The whole idea's too risky.
Don't think about it twice, girl.
The audience won't understand this kind of thing.
It's time to get to work. I disagree. Why don't you wait till you hear it?
This is like your old stuff.
Art isn't easy.
We gotta appeal to the kids.
Even when you're hot.
Why would you want to make an album like this anyway?
Advancing art is easy.
I think we ought to talk seriously about
financing
this.
Financing it is not.
Why take chances?
A vision's just a vision if it's only in your head.
Nobody respects your artistic integrity more than I do.
If no one gets to hear it, it's as good as dead.
You have to think about your career.
It has to come to life. Bit by bit, putting it together. Piece by piece, only way to make a work of art. Every moment makes a contribution, every little detail plays a part. Having just the vision's no solution, everything depends on execution. Putting it together, that's what counts. Ounce by ounce, putting it together. Small amounts, adding up to make a work of art. First of all, you need a good foundation, otherwise it's risky from the start. Takes a little cocktail conversation, but without the proper preparation. Having just the vision's no solution, everything depends on execution. The art of making art is putting it together, bit by bit.
We really need all these musicians.
Link by link, making the connections, yes we do. Drink by drink, taking every comment as it comes. Learning how to play the politician like you play piano, bass and drums. Otherwise you'll find your composition isn't gonna get much exhibition. Art isn't easy. Every minor detail is a major decision. Have to keep things in scale, have to hold to your vision. Cocktail conversation, if it gets the funds for your foundation. Every time I start to feel defensive, I remember vinyl is expensive.
Would you agree to do an interview?
Maybe one. Building up the image, shot by shot, keeping at a distance doesn't pay. Still, if you remember your object and not give all your privacy away, a little bit of hype can be effective, as long as you can keep it in perspective. Even when you get some recognition, everything you do, you still audition. Art isn't easy. Overnight, you're a trend, you're the right combination. Then the trend's at an end, you're suddenly last year's sensation. All they want is repetition. All they really like is what they know. Gotta keep a link with your tradition. Gotta learn to trust your intuition while you reestablish your position, so that you can be on exhibit, so that your work can be on exhibition. Be new, girl. They tell you till they're blue, girl. You're new or else you're through, girl. And even if it's true, it together, piece by piece, working out the vision night and day. All it takes is time and perseverance, with a little luck along the way. Putting in a personal appearance, gathering supporters and adherents.
Oh, she's an original.
Was.
Mapping out the songs, but in addition, harmonizing each negotiation, balancing the part that's all musician with the part that's strictly presentation, balancing the money with the mission till you have the perfect orchestration. Even if you do have the suspicion that it's taking all your concentration, the art of making art is putting it together, bit by bit, beat by beat, part by part, sheet by sheet, chart by chart, track by track, by bit, by reel, by pop, by sack, by snip, by shot, by shot, by step, by shot, by shot, by doubt. And that is the state of the art.
Originating in 1956, the Broadway production of My Fair Lady has frequently been called the perfect musical. The story concerns Eliza Doolittle, a Cockney flower girl who is spotted by Professor Henry Higgins as she sells flowers outside a theater. Professor Higgins gives Eliza speech lessons so that she may pass as a lady. The original Broadway and London shows starred Rex Harrison and Julie Andrews. The iconic song, Wouldn't It Be Loverly, is sung by Eliza Doolittle and her street friends, expressing Eliza's dreams of a better life. Our young designers have dreams of their own. Let's take a look.
The dream I have for my life is to be an actor because I would like to have the experience to be on movies and television, and I also like to do it at home.
My dreams are to become a writer and write fantasy books.
For my life, I dream to be a baseball player.
My dream is to become the most famous chef in the universe and have 11 dogs.
My dream for my life is to be a rock star or an actress.
My biggest dream is to turn trees into candy. And the floor is going to be made of candy. And the sky's full of all the candy colors. And it's just going to be amazing. With all the candy, and you can eat it. And then you can eat it. And it's so yummy. Oh, wait. And the trees, the leaves will be made of cookies. Oh, that's going to be yummy.
I want to be a dance teacher. Because I love dancing and I love teaching, so if you combine together as a dance teacher.
Well, I want to grow up and be a paleontologist and travel the world looking for dinosaur fossils and live a happy life with my family.
I dream about when I grow up, I want to be a fashion designer, a ballerina teacher, a doctor, a singer, and that's all.
Oh,
The 1958 Rodgers and Hammerstein musical Flower Drum Song is both a comedy and love story about growing up Chinese in America. Mei Li arrives in America to honor an arranged marriage to find the groom is in love with another woman, Linda, who falls in love with a wealthy merchant whom Mei Li eventually falls in love with. Within this complex boy-meets-girl plot, we find a culture clash between the traditional values of old country and the modern ways of American society. Realizing the joy in her freedom as a girl growing up in America, Linda sings the powerful song, "I Enjoy Being a Girl." This expression is shared by some of our students.
What I love about being a girl in America is I don't have to, like, wear dresses. I can wear whatever I want, and I'm a free girl.
What I like about being a girl is that, like, there's so many different fashion options. Like, with men, it's kind of just, like, pants and shorts. Like, that's all you wear. And, you know, shirts. But with girls, like, you can wear pants, you can wear shorts, you can wear skirts. And it's kind of cool. And, you know, like, you can even wear, like, pretty much all three. Like, if you wear, like, a skirt with, like, shorts under it and then pants over that. But that would be, like, really weird and probably uncomfortable. Yeah.
What I love about being a girl in America is that I can do whatever I want. And I'm never forced to do anything that I don't want or I don't feel comfortable doing. And here I'm free and I still have time to do stuff that I like, because in other countries you're usually like, you have to do this, you have to do that, you're forced to do this, but here in America you're free and you'll have enough time to do what you want.
I like being a girl because we have cleaner bathrooms.
I like being a girl in America because we get to choose what we want to wear and what we want to do in our lives.
What I like about being a girl in America is there's a lot of shirts and sweaters and maybe shoes that say girls rule, girl power, and girls rule the world. And there's also a lot of chants that mean that girls are better than boys.
I like that we get to wear different styles and that we get to wear cute things, for example, bows in our hair and like cute platform shoes or high heels, and that I also like the makeup styles. I just like it. I sometimes wear cat ears and sometimes I wear like big bows and flowers.
When my date comes to get me at my place,
explores the themes of racism and freedom of expression, taking place in Baltimore in 1962. The Broadway show touches on fat shaming, racism, and discrimination issues that were present in 1960s America, and focuses on the power that we have to change discrimination. Plump teenager Tracy Turnblad's dream is to dance on the Corny Collins Show, a local TV dance program based on the real-life Buddy Dean Show. Through Tracy's courage, this musical highlights individuality and the importance of everyone working together for social change. Performed with 1960s-style dance music combined with downtown rhythm and blues, Hairspray encourages individuality, acceptance, and freedom.
I use my power to make friends all over the world, and I don't judge people, and I encourage them to do the same.
I think that it is hard to create social changes throughout large areas, and it really takes a lot to turn something around. But within each person's community, they can create social changes fairly easily by just going against societal norms and by expressing their individuality.
I express being an individual by feeling what I really feel and explaining it to others if they're worried, not just saying it's okay and it's not just bad. I explain what I feel and I show what I feel through my actions and my body language.
I mean, like, the way I express myself in my fashion design is it's very, like, black and blue and kind of tiny bit of white. And I like those colors. And it's, like, kind of nice to, like, have a way to express myself, you know, because, like, how, like, I'm not one of those people who, like, talk it out, but through fashion I can, you know, like, when I'm feeling sad, I could make, like, a little blue skirt with, like, maybe a raindrop pattern, or when I'm feeling happy, I can make, like, a little purple skirt with, like, maybe tiny emojis on it. I think that would be cute. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Porgy and Bess was first performed in Boston in 1935, before moving to Broadway in New York City. The story takes place in Charleston in the 1920s. It tells us of Porgy, a disabled black street beggar, living in the slums of Charleston, and his attempts to rescue his friend Bess from the clutches of her violent and possessive boyfriend, and another desolate character, her drug dealer. An inspiring show, Porgy and Bess illustrates the struggle of raising out of a depressing situation and demonstrates the inner strength of the characters who find peace in the simple things life offers, like a relaxing summer afternoon. The joy that summertime brings inspires hope to the characters in their desolate situation.
What I love about summer is that it's really warm outside, so I can go to the beach and meet my friends at the park.
I like summertime because it is nice outside and it is warm. I did a summer dress because I won't be wearing long sleeves outside.
Summertime inspired my dress because it's very bright and I have short sleeves. And when I made the dress, I had a vision because I wanted to be skipping on my block with my dress on, going to the park or something.
What I love about summer is the weather and the beautiful sun, so I can spend as much time outside as I want and playing with my friends at the park, and there's no other thing that I really have to do, so I can spend even more time doing that, and that's what I really enjoy.
Well, summer inspires me by, like, all the green colors when all the trees are blossoming and flowers are blooming and whatnot. And it inspires me to sketch my own designs inspired by summer.
What I like about summer is when you're inside all day, it's not really fun, and your parents always say, go outside, it's really nice, instead of the snowy weather being outside and you have to be outside playing in snow and it's all cold.
What I love most about summer is purple popsicle stains on your tongue, grass stains, sandals, going places, and the warmth and how you can wear shorts and bug bites, even though they're not really pleasant, they're a sign of summer.
I would wear it to a beach party because it's beach themed and it makes me feel really good because I like the designs.
Yeah.
In 1968, the controversial Broadway show Hair broke new ground in musical theater by defining the genre of rock musical by using a racially integrated cast and by inviting the audience on stage for the finale. Hair tells the story of a group of friends who are politically active, long-haired hippies living a bohemian life in New York City and fighting against being drafted into the Vietnam War. Claude, his good friend Berger, their roommate Sheila, and their friend struggle to balance their young lives with their rebellion against the war and their conservative parents and society. Ultimately, Claude must decide whether to resist the draft, as his friends have done, or to succumb to the pressures of his parents to serve in Vietnam, compromising his pacifist principles and risking his life. A product of the hippie counterculture of the late 1960s, several songs from the musical Hair became anthems of the anti-Vietnam peace movement.
When others disagree, I keep peace by making sure everyone's point of view is heard, and then by when everyone's point of view is heard, then we strategize to come up with a solution that we all agree on.
I do a lot of marches. I did the March 14th thing where we went outside and we protested for against guns for the Parkland shooter victims. I did the Women's March in New York. I did like this big march in D.C. and next week I'm going to Florida and we're going to a football game, I think, at this school where the shooting was, and just things like that, I guess.
When others disagree with me, I try and explain to them the reasoning for what I think, and if they still don't agree with me after that, they explain their reasoning, and I start to understand why they think different.
I think it's important to live in peace because it's very peaceful and no one's fighting. It's just very, everyone's working together. It's a very fun and it's just amazing kind of, I don't know how to explain it kind of thing.
Yes, I think it's important to live in a peaceful environment because so nobody does violence and so we have a peaceful world.
I think it's important to live in a peaceful society that still allows for arguments because we can't progress unless people are arguing for what they believe in.
I think it's important that we live in a peaceful society because it keeps people productive and more productive than if you're fighting all the time.
The social uprising and the musical Hair inspired a nation to protest against the war in Vietnam and to rally for peace. There are two Broadway shows that tell the story of rebellious people uprising with a more forceful intent, a call to arms. In Hamilton, we find the story of the orphan Alexander Hamilton and his role as a founding father during the American Revolution. In the end, one man's story becomes the collective narrative of a nation built by immigrants. Set in early 19th century France, Les Miserables hosts a slew of characters swept into a revolutionary period in France, where a group of young idealists make their stand at a street barricade. They are to draw the National Guard into combat and ignite a civilian uprising to overthrow the government, but their rebellion eventually fails. Both stories share the inspiring passion of the characters' quest to overcome adversity. Our young designers demonstrate their own form of rebellion, striving to be individuals in the form of fashion and style.
Right now I'm banding with a lot of students in my school to bring change in our community by starting a Latin club where we learn about our history and how we also founded this nation as well. Along with white people, we also suffered to bring this place to where it is today. And in that case, it was important for us to rebel, because we needed to speak, we needed to be heard, and that's why in some cases it's necessary to rebel, because if you feel oppressed or if you feel like you're not being heard, you need to speak out and have a voice.
I band together with people in my community to bring about change by working with other kids in my school to raise money to help charities that try to reverse the effects of climate change.
I deal with adversity in my school environment when boys put girls down for fun and make us feel small, so we band together to make them feel small instead and empower ourselves because they don't have any control over us.
To be a rebel means to go against what society thinks of you, so you should be different and don't let anyone tell you what you should or can do.
I overcome obstacles by, well, I don't like to cry or like feel hurt by these obstacles, or like if somebody makes fun of me, then I don't like to feel hurt by it, because it's sort of like saying that, well, they won, that they were better than me, that they have a edge on me, that they're gonna make me hurt me. But I more like to just laugh and maybe say that, like, oh, that doesn't matter, or say, so what?
To be a rebel, it can mean two things. To be a bad rebel, it can mean that you break the rules or do things you're not supposed to. But if you're rebelling for a good cause, then you can be against, like, things that aren't so good. So you can be against segregation, you can rebel for equal rights. And those are the two types of rebelling.
In some ways that I have rebelled is, first of all, I cut my hair, and a lot of people at my school haven't cut their hair because it's not what most people do. And second of all, I rebel in fashion because when you first think of fashion, you kind of think of girls wearing very pretty and flouncy dresses or skirts or something very fancy, whereas I did sort of streetwear and something that you would mostly find on the street, but with a kind of touch of different fashion and color.
Here comes the general. Ladies and gentlemen, here comes the general. The moment you've been waiting for, here comes the general. Right in the mouth of Birmingham, here comes the general. It's Washington. We are all good. Out west.
on my guard and tell the people how I feel a second. Now I'm the model of a modern major general. I've been the ring in Virginia, your veteran, and I'm still on all I know. To put me on all the pegs, writing letters to relatives and relish my elegance and eloquence. But the elephant is in the room, the truth is in your face. You hear the British cannons go. Any hope of success is fleeting. How can I keep leading when the people I'm leading keep retreating? We put a stop to the bleeding as the British take a broken. Light takes hope from looking. Outnumbered, 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 outnumbered.
Into the Woods intertwines the plots of several fairy tales, exploring the quests and wishes of the characters. The musical is tied together by a story involving a childless baker and his wife, and their quest to begin a family. Their interaction with a witch who has just placed a curse on them, and their interaction with the other storybook characters during their journey. Once the characters receive their wishes, the consequences of which those wishes cause chaos. When the chaos resolves, the characters learn that happily ever after has a different meaning.
What makes me feel like a fairy tale character is going to sleep then dreaming about it. Because if you think really hard before you go to sleep, you kind of maybe sometimes you dream about that, and that kind of makes me feel like a fairy tale character because I have the power to put me into any situation I want. Dreaming is also quite nice.
What my wishes and dreams are that when I'm older I want to be an author and write about fantasy and different fairy tales.
When I was making my hoodie, I always wanted it to be like a cozy sort of hoodie to be worn in the winter and all really warm and fluffy and fuzzy.
Okay, so I'm kind of planning on wearing my hoodie to school because I like it when my friends ask me, where did you get that outfit? Like, where did you get it? And then I can say that I made it myself to know that I made it, and instead of buying it, I can actually make it. And I'm planning on wearing it to school because, like, hoodies are cool, and I actually don't own a lot of hoodies. So, yeah, that's kind of my plan.
Into the woods, it's time to go. Into the woods, it's time.
Into the woods and down the down.
Inspired by true events, the musical Kinky Boots tells the story of Charlie Price. Charlie is a factory owner struggling to save his family business. Lola, an entertainer with a wild and exciting idea, helps him to produce a line of high-heeled boots to save the business. With twists and turns and multiple obstacles to be overcome, the boots eventually make it to market to save the factory. Along the way, Charlie discovers who he is as an individual. An uplifting story that epitomizes the empowerment of the individual, the empowerment to just be, regardless of the situation you find yourself in.
I empower myself to be who I am by having just one constant thought in my head, that I am here for a reason and that I contribute things to society that nobody else can because it's my mind and it's my heart and it's what I believe. And I feel like if everyone were to be thinking and copying each other, we would get nowhere. We would have no progress because nothing would ever get done.
So when I'm being myself, I like to feel good. I like to feel good about what I'm wearing, which is what, and I really like my dress, so that's why I decided, like, I really like the colors, so it makes me feel good, and that helps me be myself.
I empower myself by continuing to be who I am and not letting other people change that.
Well, how I empower myself is that I take gymnastics class and I try my best with all the skills. Trying your best is all you need to accomplish all your goals.
When I'm just being me, I don't like to be bothered by the fact that maybe I'm not wearing what the new fashion is, or if maybe I don't look as nice as the other kids. Maybe I just like what I wear. That's what's important to me.
I empower myself to be myself because I don't want to be anyone else, and I like myself, so yeah.
My shirt is about me because it's as shiny as my shiny personality.
I empower myself by motivating myself to get out of bed and do stuff.
I am the perfect person.
Thank you.
feel her sensation, every little step she takes. One thrilling combination, every move that she makes. One smile and suddenly nobody else will do. You know you'll never be lonely with you. No. Second best to none, son. Ooh, sigh, give her your attention. Do I really have to mention? She's the
one singular sensation, every little step she takes.
Kick.
Step, brush.
Palm up.
Five, six.